was FSU Day at the Capitol Tuesday, a day where fans, alumni, and lawmakers gathered to celebrate the university's accomplishments. The event was former Senator Thrasher's first as official university president.
It's a special day for me, obviously, because I've been to this many times as a legislator, so today to be here as president was truly an honor and a privilege.
Thrasher says his primary focus now on is raising funds for the university.
We've got to raise the torch campaign going, trying to raise $1 billion by 2018. We're about on the opponent's 45-yard line.
So far so good, there's already a plan to put a charter school research program at FSU, leading Republican Senator Nancy Dietert to weigh in on that at a recent hearing.
Now that we have President Thrasher, is everything going to go to Florida State? I mean, other universities could.
Meanwhile, during FSU's Capitol festivities, the university honored biomedical engineering student Farhad Ronnie
Ahmed. The entire Seminole family is behind Ronnie, and we're so proud of him. So please join me. Ronnie Ahmed!
4 months ago, Ahmed was left paralyzed from the waist down after being shot at FSU's Strozier Library. Ahmed has returned to his studies on campus and says he's still adapting to wheelchair accessibility.
The campus is pretty accessible, so hasn't been bad at all. The house, getting used to the house was a little more difficult, but it's been going well.
A proposal to allow students, faculty, and staff to carry guns on public college and university campus is moving quickly through the legislature. As a senator, Thrasher worked to block the bill in the past, and he's still opposed to it.
I've been opposed to it. I've said that publicly many times, and we'll let the wisdom of the legislature decide that issue.
But he's no longer in the legislature, and the measure passed on a 6-3 vote in a Senate panel Monday. The proposal still has several steps left in both chambers. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Keita Browning.